This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Lynnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. And always streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. I'll take you up to 105 as you take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. Nats baseball on tap. Game 3 of a 6-game homestand. And let's just say our old pal James Wood showed a little emotion over the weekend for the first time. And I'll be real. I know we'll talk plenty of burgundy and gold here this afternoon, but boy, oh boy. And the Washington Nationals, man. And I don't say that to look at them as a joke or some sort of laughingstock. I know some of you all out there may describe them as such. They're not that to me. They are a professional baseball outfit sometimes. I mean, seriously. And I didn't know. We'll talk plenty about Terry McLaurin. We'll get into Terry McLaurin in a second. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday. But the Washington Nationals, I just want to do some quick math here. Because it's been tough for the Curly W's over the past few games. And I'll say this. Is it at that point in the season where if you're Miguel Cairo, are you at risk of losing this clubhouse, which according to most people was already lost dealing with Davey Martinez? Maybe. In their last four outings, the Washington Nationals have given up 40 runs. In their last four outings, the Washington Nationals have given up 40 runs. Let's just do some more math. In their last four outings, the Washington Nationals have been outscored 40-14. If I'm doing quick math here on the fly, come on. Come on. And look, this current series that they're in, that they're trying to get out of with some sort of respectability, it's a damn good ball club, right? Milwaukee is playing damn good this year. But holy cow. To have what happened Friday night, 16-9 at home, that's just embarrassing. It just is. And I'll be real here. Mike DiBartolo joined G&D on Friday. Oof. We'll see if he gets the interim tag removed. I continue to believe that's what's going to happen. But, man, they gotta finish the rest of this thing out strong and have some respectability about it, man. It has been tough sledding for this group. They're back in action this afternoon, though, trying not to get swept by the Milwaukee Brewers It is a 1:35 first pitch pregame coverage. Gets rolling right here on the Fan at 105 as Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up with Nats on Deck. Brad Lord going to be on the bump for DC. And Brad Lord, you know, has actually been one of the bright spots of the Washington Nationals in this 2025 season. His last outing against the Astros, played damn well. His last two starts that he has gotten only lasted four against Cincinnati, but then he lasted 5 1/3 against the Astros. He's given up two runs in his last two starts. He is someone that, you know, has now been given the opportunity to get the ball every fifth day, getting that reliever tag taken off of him. And I'll be real, the 25-year-old righty's got some good stuff. He does. And I am curious to see down the stretch here, I don't know what the plan is or if there's a innings count with him or so on and so forth. Can we see him last longer than 5 1/3? If he's going to be throwing gas? That's all I ask. Brad Lord, though, going to get the bump, going to get the start, rather, for D.C. this afternoon. And, of course, you can hear all the Nats games right here on your home for Washington Nationals baseball, 106.7 The Fan. See, that was like an appetizer for the show. I had to get that out of the way because I felt like I would be an irresponsible D.C. sports talk radio host to not mention what has happened over the weekend to the fellas. But we know what the lead is here. And to me, when we talk about what's most important in this town, when we talk about what moves the needle the most in this town, what gets people going the most in this town, what brings people together, as we found out last year, the most in this town, the Washington Commanders. Say what you want. Have your own opinion on the Terry McLaurin saga. You can have your opinion. I'll bring you fact. The fact of the matter is this. For the first couple of weeks of camp, minus Terry McLaurin, it's very clear and obvious that one side needs more than the other. And I reiterated this the other night, and I'll continue to do so until we get a resolution to the drama that is the Terry McLaurin contract saga. Terry McLaurin is needed here in D.C. I'll take it a step further. The Washington Commanders need Terry McLaurin more than Terry McLaurin needs the Washington Commanders. And I'll continue to say that. But first and foremost, one thing that I felt like has been, you know, touched on a lot over the past week is we're starting to see people pick sides. Are you team Terry? Are you team Commanders? And I'll be real. You all call me a flip-flopper. Metal Chris, I don't know if you know, it was one day in studio last year. It was a throwdown Thursday, I believe. Myself and Chris Russell exchanging verbal barbs for the better part of 3 hours. And I had changed my opinion on something. Because that's what you do in sports talk radio, right? When you get presented new information, you then change your opinion. So I changed my opinion on something, and his former producer ordered pancakes to the studio and waffles and eggs, all things that you flip over while cooking to prove the point that I'm a flip-flopper. I will continue to stay steadfast, though, in this, in terms of my opinion on the Terry McLaurin saga. There is no bad guy here. Adam Peters isn't a bad guy. Josh Harris, if you couldn't tell by the big old hug Terry McLaurin gave me yesterday, isn't a bad guy. Terry McLaurin isn't a bad guy. What we're dealing with right now in the National Football League is bad business. And I've briefly spoke about this throughout this process, but I talked to, you know, folks that I trust that are in the know in the National Football League who I've had on shows here recently. Jason Lockenfora, longtime NFL insider with the Washington Post, now our Odyssey NFL insider. Dan Graziano, longtime ESPN NFL insider. Everyone has repeated the same thing. Lewis Riddick, right? Former NFL scout, now ESPN NFL analyst. Everyone's saying the same thing when it comes to the wide receiver market right now. That's why I said Adam Peters isn't a bad guy. Terry McLaurin isn't a bad guy. What we're dealing with here is bad business. The receiver market has absolutely exploded in the National Football League. And when I look at this through a perspective in a lens of the teams, if I was a general manager, this is how I would be looking at the wide receiver spot. With the ever-changing landscape of college sports and high school sports and the passing game becoming more prevalent, feels like wide receivers are a dime a dozen. Honestly. Wide receivers all of a sudden feel like they're a dime a dozen. Which is why, if I was a executive out there, if I was a GM out there, I'm only paying top of the market money. And what we're seeing right now is top of the market money is Ja'Marr Chase with an AAV of $40 million. Justin Jefferson with an AAV of $35 million. Those two receivers in this league are in a tier of their own. It's like the quarterback position. We had a bunch of good quarterbacks in the NFL. But the four horsemen are the four horsemen. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. And to me, I've long felt that those four quarterbacks, the quarterbacks that make others around them better, those should be the only guys getting these $60 million a year contracts. But we got Dak Prescott signing for money like that. We got Trevor Lawrence signing for money like that. At what point are these owners going to put their foot down and say, damn it, we've had enough. I don't care what the salary cap is. At a certain point, it's irresponsible to allocate a certain percentage of your cap to just one guy. And I think that is what we're seeing right now when it comes to this Terry McLaurin negotiation. Washington is one of those organizations, and I've mentioned, I've spoken with a bunch of plugged-in NFL people over the past couple of weeks when talking about this Terry McLaurin thing. You've heard from a bunch of guys over the past few weeks that have come on each of the shows here on The Fan. You've heard from Albert Breer, right? You've heard from Mike Florio, right? You've heard from Louis Riddick, Jason Lockett Ford, Dan Graziano, so on and so forth. But one thing I continue to hear that I feel like we're not paying close enough attention to, these owners and GMs across the NFL, they don't want the receiver market to continue to boom. And I think Washington is one of the teams that falls in that bucket. They feel like they don't have to pay a wide receiver top of the market money to have success. Can I give you another example over the past few years where that's happened? Why is A.J. Brown a member of the Philadelphia Eagles? Because the Titans weren't willing to pay. Why was Brandon Ayuk almost a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers last offseason? Because San Francisco, for most of the offseason, was not willing to pay. Why did we see the saga drag out in Cincinnati? Now, eventually these guys got paid, but A.J. Brown got paid by the Eagles because Tennessee's mentality as a franchise is, hey, we're not paying top of the market money in this new wide receiver market. We're just not doing it. Why is DK Metcalf a member of the Steelers? Because Seattle said, we got young Jackson Smith and Jigba coming down the pipeline. Why do we need to pay top of the market money to DK? See, the difference, though, here in Washington is that Washington's more like Tennessee than it is Pittsburgh. Excuse me, than it is Seattle. Because when Tennessee traded A.J. Brown, they ended up drafting Treylon Burks in that same draft. It's four seasons ago. Guess who Treylon Burks currently plays for? The unemployment line. Guess how many catches Treylon Burks is probably going to have this year? As many as my fat ass. Honestly. So, certain teams view things certain ways. Washington, the more and more this drags out, I think Washington is a franchise that does not want to participate in the changing wide receiver market. Will we have the same outcome that we saw in Seattle with DK? We shouldn't. You know why? There is no Jackson Smith and Jigba here. Right? It's Noah Brown. It's Luke McCaffrey. It's Deebo Samuel, who's not a number one wideout. So, at some point, we're going to see how much 2025 really matters to Adam Peters and company. Because you could say it's a formality all you want. You could say it's no big deal all you want. But Terry McLaurin has his heels dug in here. And I've continued to believe that if he wants to, he could drag this out as long as he wants. We talked about it the other night when the trade officially broke. The trade news, or request rather, officially broke. This can get nasty. Buckle up. I said the next time I would blink is Labor Day weekend. I don't expect much movement between now and Labor Day weekend. But I do expect to find out just how about it, quote-unquote Terry McLaurin is, and just how about it the Washington Commanders are. The funniest thing that I saw over the weekend, yesterday after practice, video circulating, Terry McLaurin gives Miss Regina Jackson, Jaden Daniels' mom, a hug, and she gives the managing partner of the Commanders, Josh Harris, a hug. You think that doesn't mean he still doesn't want to be traded? Everyone's trying so hard to read into Terry McLaurin's body language, and oh, he wants to be, Terry wants to get paid. How many times does he have to show you that, and honestly, last week, Thursday, right, Chris, before overtime, that was when the news broke. That was also the first time that he concretely slammed the gavel and said, I care more about getting paid than being here in Washington. What's going to happen, though? What is the solution to all of this? Does it end anytime soon? My answer to that is no. I think it continues to drag out. It was so funny yesterday watching people tweet out videos and make their comments on videos of saying stuff like, hey, do you see the body language? That's a congratulatory handshake he just got. Get the hell out of here, people. What are we really saying? That's how much a homers you all are. I am too, though. I look at it through burgundy and gold colored lenses. We all want it to happen. Bottom line is this. I don't care how many times, how many days that Terry McLaurin walks out on the practice field and gives Josh Harris a kiss on the cheek, hugs Miss Regina. I don't care how many times he does that. He wants to be traded, people. But more importantly, more than he wants to be traded, I continue to harp on this, he wants to be paid. And if the last couple of months have been any indicator, the Commanders don't want to pay him.
Well, it could be that Adam Peters doesn't want to pay him, so you might talk to Adam Peters' boss and get on his good side. I mean, there could be some of that.
So this is the thing, and that segues us perfectly, Metal Chris, as we open up the lines here at 1-800-636-1067. Knowing where things currently stand in this Terry McLaurin saga, are you at a point where you want ownership to get involved here? 1-800-636-1067. The Commanders and Terry McLaurin are extremely far apart on this contract extension, which is why he put in a trade request on Thursday. Now that it's kind of getting later into the offseason here, and obviously the first preseason game is coming up Friday night, is it time for Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, Mark Guine, Magic Johnson? Is it time for the powers that be up top, sitting in the big boy seats? Is it time for them to get involved? Give you my thoughts on that next as the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Just getting rolling. Let's take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning. It's Tapped Into the Youngest of Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 105. That's baseball comes your way at that point. Number to call me, 1-800-636-1067. And tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. My guy Rocky Pinnock always checking in via the X app. Rocky Pinnock tweets at me and says, Pastor, quote, pass the plate Willingham. Pastor Rolo, good love Willingham. And then he said, ask Metal Chris to weigh in on why Dave Mustaine was not invited to Ozzy's last show.
I do know about that. There's a bunch of drama with Sharon Osbourne going on with that. But I'm not going to get into that on air.
Sharon! Burgundy and Gold fans around the DMV are yelling, Terry! Terry! I need Scary Terry back in the Burgundy and Gold. I do. Now, he finally changed his fit walking out of the building the other day. This is why I love social media. You all say the damnedest things on these apps. So Terry McLaurin walked out yesterday, and you all were overanalyzing the handshake. And you know what somebody had the nerve to say in the comments, Metal Chris? Well, at least Terry McLaurin changed his outfit. He worked out in something different. He walked out in a shirt that said team on the back, Metal Chris. The irony in that. 1-800-636-1067.
There's no dollar sign in team.
There is no dollar sign in team, but there is a me, depending on how you want to flip the letters and whatnot. Bottom line is this. I continue to believe Washington and Terry McLaurin are extremely far apart. As a matter of fact, I know that they're extremely far apart on a deal. At what point do you want ownership to get involved here? Or do you want ownership to get involved at all? 1-800-636-1067. Here is why I asked the question. For years, under the previous administration, ownership getting involved in football matters is something that was frowned upon, right? Like doing a certain something on an airplane, right? Frowned upon, awful. Shame on you, slap on the wrist. Do you want Josh Harris to get involved in this situation? Because let's be real. The Washington Commanders cannot replicate last year's success without Terry McLaurin. That's not an indictment on the quarterback. That's not an indictment on the head coach. It's just the reality of the situation. The Washington Commanders cannot replicate last year's success without Terry McLaurin, which makes it all the more important that Terry McLaurin is back in the fold here. And as we sit here on August the 3rd, a couple of days away from the preseason opener, the return of number 17 is nowhere in sight, honestly. You know what would be really telling, Metal Chris? If Terry takes the trip to Foxborough. That would be very telling about where things currently sit. Now, the type of teammate that Terry is, the type of dude that Terry is, and I don't want that to get lost in any of this. This is a man that wants his cheese. I don't look at Terry as less of a person. I don't think Terry's selfish. I think Terry is a smart, God-fearing businessman. Point blank, period. And he wants to get what he feels he is owed. Do I want him on the field? You damn right. How could you not? You know what I was watching last night? Late night, couldn't sleep. I got the old NFL Plus app. Thanks to our guy, the Rooster, we share passwords on this thing. And I decided, let me just turn on the Detroit Lions playoff game. Anytime you're feeling down, Burgundy and Gold fans, about what happened last year and the way things finished, just turn on the Lions playoff game and watch what this team has the potential of being. And watch Terry McLaurin take a screen 70 yards to the house. That's why he's owed the money that he feels he's deserved. Now, here's the thing that is tricky and why I wonder if ownership will even get involved. This is an analytics-based organization. A majority of their decisions right now are based off of the numbers, based off of research from their willingness to pay guys, from the way that they go for it on fourth down, from the way that they prepare, from the way that they practice, from the way that they lift, from the way that they recover. everything is analytics driven, and that's a good thing. There are a bunch of smart people in that organization, and I think we all need to understand that when it comes to this negotiation. I want Terry here as bad as the next man does. I also trust Adam Peters, and that's the thing. There was a comment or a clip that was clipped off from one of my shows last week, and this is why I opened up the show with the flip-flopper comment. I'm being presented new information, and I now feel like I was off base with how I presented this situation. There was a clip of me, and maybe we'll play it before the end of this hour, where I said if Adam Peters and company aren't willing to pay Terry McLaurin a contract that begins with a 3, then he's lost his mind. Has he really lost his mind, though, or is he doing the job of a shrewd general manager? That's what I think this is. What did I say all pre-draft process during year one and this offseason? We're at the mercy of the evaluator. We're at the mercy of the evaluator in this Terry McLaurin contract situation as well. Because who's more important to the franchise? Seriously, who is more important to the franchise right now, Adam Peters or Terry McLaurin? And if you say Terry McLaurin, boy, do I got news for you. 1-800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin was out at the Eastern's Automotive Group shoot, and he spoke on what we're asking right now. When you think about the impasse that's currently happening, when you think about the gap that exists between the team and McLaurin's representation, are we at a point where you would want ownership to get involved? Here's what McLaurin had to say about that possibility.
How much has ownership been involved to this point? And do you feel that it's that relationship? How's that relationship going for you?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, the relationship has definitely been great. You know, I mean, I've had personal, you know, conversations with Josh. I've had personal conversations with Mitchell Rales, Mark Hine, Magic, you know, and so up until this point, my understanding is like I'm a big part of what they want to continue to build here. There hasn't been any personal communication. You know, I mean, you know, Mitchell Rales and I kind of had a few texts back over the offseason, but it wasn't like contractual. But, you know, I think there's personal relationships that I've built there, and I just want them to, you know, be clear with me and honest, you know what I mean, of if they see me as part of this future or not, you know what I mean? And I can handle that, and we move forward. But I'm hoping that they see who I've been, not even just before DQ and AP got here, but who I was when it was terrible. You know what I mean? When things were adverse, when there was a lot of chaos going on, I still held firm and strong. And I held my head held high, and I was a leader. You know what I mean? I'm going to continue to do that when things are good. Like, things are good or bad doesn't change who I am. Money doesn't change who I am. It's the character of who I've proven to be. And so hopefully, you know, they see that value, and, you know, they make that a priority to get some finality to this one way or another.
That's Terry McLaurin wearing his heart on his sleeves out at the Easton's Automotive Group shoot a couple of weeks ago before the start of Commanders training camp. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll take another quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to get to your calls. The Commanders and Terry McLaurin far apart right now on a contract extension. At what point would you want ownership to get involved, or do you want to just let Adam Peters do his job? 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Taking you up to 105 as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning into Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I want to get to the phones, though. Full lines. If you're getting the busy signal, keep trying us. Should ownership get involved in this Terry McLaurin saga? Should ownership get involved in the negotiation here? Because as we sit here a couple of days out for the preseason opener, to me, Terry McLaurin's hold-in has no end in sight. With that being the case, we know that if Terry McLaurin, for whatever reason, does not suit up for the Commanders this year, they will not be able to replicate last year's success. So we all know it's paramount to get him back in the building. How important is it to you, though? Should ownership get involved in this situation? 1-800-636-1067. I'll give you my thoughts, but I want to get to some calls first. Jupe is in West Virginia, wants to chime in. What's up, Jupe?
I was looking for you. I ain't see you. I saw JP, but I know you're busy on the grind. Listen, I'm glad you played that clip from Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We all heard that Terry said he didn't hear from ownership for a couple of months. Blah, 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 blah. No, he didn't hear from ownership in regards to the contract. He heard from them personally, but not from the contract.
Right.
That, and I'm going to give you an analogy. That's just like you a manager, right? And mm-hmm. your boss keeps going to your team to address situations instead of going to you to say, hey, handle this. That's a disrespectful thing. I'm going to go, this ownership is being respectful. It's levels to this. They being respectful to his agent. So that's one part. The second part, yes, you know how I feel about Terry. He needs to be here, but playing devil's advocate, I understand when it comes to business, mm-hmm. there's a magic number that we all got to understand. Like, hey, I just can't go over this. We got other contracts. Yes, you are needed here, but there's a number that I'm looking at that like, hey, I can't go over that because I got contracts coming up next year. We want to make this team better. In my heart, I feel like we can compete with everybody, but when it comes down to it, that doesn't mean we can't get better. And that can be a hard task to overcome if we pay you X amount of money. The next thing is, just stop the disrespect on both sides, man. We got to respect all this noise about Terry isn't that good or blah, blah, blah.
None of this was being said prior to this year.
Yeah, none of this. And I'm putting on a Birdie and Gold glass. You can say that. But in my heart of hearts, I wholeheartedly feel you put Terry in that Justin Jefferson, that Jamar Chase situation, he's putting up similar stats.
You're talking about getting all the targets.
We don't know. Yes, exactly. Targets, motions, that bona fide number two wide receiver, force feeding him the ball, so on and so forth, and a great quarterback that's throwing to him. We don't know what the coaches are telling him to do. Like, I remember watching that Calvin Johnson episode where they was like, hey, you might need to be a decoy. Or, hey, we need 200 yards from you this game. And you know what? He went out there and he did that without any complaints or whatever. We don't know the whole facts. Like I told you before, you got to look at everything comes with context.
So you describe it as being respectful is what ownership is doing. And I appreciate the call. We got to get some others. I think that's an interesting way that Jupe put it. Ownership is being respectful. I think they are. Do you want them to continue to be respectful, though? 1-800-636-1067. Should ownership get involved in this Terry McLaurin contract negotiation? Will is in Greenbelt. What's up, Will?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, basically, first of all, I mean, you know, I hear this, that, and the other thing, but I don't hear any numbers. So I don't know how far apart they are. I don't know whether Terry is asking for too much, because I don't know how much he's asking for, and I don't know what.
Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. You know why we know that they're far apart?
No, tell me. I'm curious about that.
That's why Terry McLaurin's holding in. That's why he's not. If they were close, he'd be practicing. If they were close, he wouldn't have requested a trade. They're far apart. We don't know the numbers, but we do know they're far apart.
Okay, so that's an assumption that you're making. But the thing with it is maybe they're far apart because he's asking for way too much.
But the bottom line is there.
But
the bottom line is, I get what you're saying. No one knows the numbers. But what we all do know is that they're far apart.
Right. They're far apart. But I don't. But that really, without knowing any more details, that really, that doesn't mean that much. You know, I don't know what conclusion I can draw by saying they're far apart. But the other thing, and I'll be real brief. To me, I love Terry McLaurin. Okay, he does not play a position that is like invaluable. In other words, you got to have a good quarterback, and good quarterbacks are hard to find. You got to have a good wide receiver. But it's easier to find a good wide receiver than it is to find a good quarterback.
I would never say
that if they don't bring Terry McLaurin back, this whole season is a wash, or they can't recreate it.
I have to strongly disagree with that. Look, I get your point. Yes, you can find another wide receiver. You can't find another wide receiver this offseason. Who are you bringing in? Who are you bringing in that's going to do what Terry McLaurin does? That's why, to me, and you can say – whatever you want about the situation, I believe in Jaden Daniels as much as the next man. I think he is on his way to being a top five quarterback in this league. They cannot replicate last year's success, though, without Terry McLaurin. And I'm willing to put any amount of money on it. Mark is in Arlington. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, man? I love your show as always.
I appreciate you, man.
Keep up the great, great work, brother. Listen every weekend with your own. So I just have two quick points, if I could. To answer your question specifically, absolutely not.
Okay.
In regards to getting the ownership involved, so that answers your question. Clearly, Peters knows what he's doing. He has a track record. He chose Jaden Daniels. He's doing something right. If you could just hear me out for just a sec, let me just say this as well. And you know this. You're a smart guy, and I've heard others talk about this. The Commanders, Adam Peters, has the power, because think about it just real quick. I think this is really important. He has a year left on his contract. We're not going to let him out. I mean, maybe they could. I don't know the specifics on that. But here's the deal. If he does play, and he's going to have to play, or he could fake the injury longer, which, guess what, would make him look really bad. I don't think that's going to, you know, bode well for him. He's going to ball out if he plays, because he knows he's on his last leg. He's 30 years old. We're actually in a pretty good spot. He's going to ball out. If he plays for us, he's going to go buck wild. I guarantee it. I think we're in a great position. That's selfish. I feel bad for McCord in that sense, but we're in a good spot. I trust in Peters.
Mark, I appreciate you as always, brother. Mark makes some good points there. I keep going back to this. We're at a point right now. This is their first high-profile negotiation here in the nation's capital. So I'm trying to give Adam Peters and company grace. And like I continue to say, we're at the mercy of AP. I trust him. But I am a little frustrated by it. Like, why did how long have they been negotiating, for one, is what I want to know. And how have the two contracts, or the three contracts that have been given out this offseason, changed their negotiations? How did the DK deal change their number, right? How did the Garrett Wilson deal change their number? How did the Courtland Sutton deal change their number? That's what I want to know. Because I thought this should have been a priority for you, something that you want to get done right as soon as the season ended. This is one of your pillar guys. It's one of the keys to your football club. Super important cat. I think the further we go without a deal, and you can believe all the lip service that you want to, the further we go without a deal, I think it shows you how Washington feels about Terry McLaurin. I think they love Terry. But as Terry McLaurin has consistently stated throughout this offseason, they can tell you they love you all you want. That dollar sign, that's what really shows how much they actually love you. 1-800-636-1067. 1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. Plus, I'll begin to look at this Commanders offense and make the case for how they can make life without Terry McLaurin go smoothly. That's next. one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 105. That's baseball comes your way at that point. What is going to happen with this Terry McLaurin saga? What is the end? When does the end happen? Each day that passes by without McLaurin getting a deal, I get more and more antsy about whether or not they're actually able to work something out. And I know what history has told us, right? I know what history has told us. But history does not always repeat itself. What do I mean by that? I said it Thursday night when the news broke. Look, this is standard practice for negotiations in the NFL. Trade requests happen all the time. The ironic part, less than 24 hours later, after Terry puts in his trade request, Micah Parsons puts in one with Dallas. So it's what happens. It's what happens when, you know, guys are frustrated. It's their leverage that they have. T. Higgins asked for a trade last year, still on the Bengals, and got a new deal. Ayuk requested a trade from San Francisco, still on San Francisco, landed a new deal. Lamar Jackson requested a trade out of Baltimore, didn't get traded, got a new deal. Myles Garrett in Cleveland, didn't get traded, got a new deal. So the trade request, while it's something, or while it's the latest chapter in this saga, I don't know how caught off guard I was by it. Seriously. Like, it's kind of what we expected. It's what you should have expected. The telling thing is going to be how Washington responds to it. And coming up top of the 11 o'clock hour, we'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He addressed the trade request yesterday before practice. But as I told you Thursday night, the trade request means something. But I don't know if it means everything, if that makes sense. But do you want ownership to get involved here? Because that's one way it could get done. Is if Adam Peters' company say, hey, look, Josh, we can't get a deal done with Terry, and we're thinking about moving him. And Josh Harris probably would have to sign off on a move like that. And Josh could go, you know what? No, don't move him. Just pay him the contract he wants, and we'll go out and try to win the Super Bowl next year. I think it's a realistic chance that that happens. I do. Would it be what's best for business? Probably not, because I don't want to start and set this precedent of the ownership group getting involved with football matters. But damn, at some point, something's got to give. You need Terry McLaurin for the 2025 season, and I'm willing to get him here by any means possible. Like, if Josh Harris and company have to get involved with this and they overstep Adam Peters, if they get involved on this and overstep Adam Peters, I don't know how much of a problem I'd have with it. Now, would I want them to make a habit of doing it? No. But in this situation, I'd understand. I would. Now, I know what some of you are going to say. What the hell are you talking about, Linnell? This is Dan Snyder all over again. Look, owners get involved in the NFL. You'd be out of your mind if you think ownership doesn't get involved in situations throughout the NFL. Doesn't make you a bad owner if you get involved. Makes you a bad owner if you get involved and doesn't work out. Mark is in Largo. What's chiming in? What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? Look, you know, for the last 6 months, I've been strictly against Adam Peters, saying he was wrong, should have did this and did that. Now I've come to a new epiphany in the last few days, especially when I saw that Bubba Baker's top client is Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin, if he wants to get a contract done, I think he needs to sever his ties with Bubba Baker. And if I was him, honestly, I would call that sister Nicole Lynn, who's worked with Jalen Hurts in Philly, because she speaks a language in which I think everybody can understand, and I think she would know how to fix this. And I think if he would have had her as his agent, this deal would have been done 6 months ago. I do think Adam deserves some responsibility to this, but I think Bubba Baker has – I mean, when you look at Bubba Baker's top client being Terry McLaurin, and you're trying to ask for filet mignon money and you're only eating steak, you have to have a filet mignon background, and he doesn't have it. Now, here's the flip side of this. Here's the flip side of this if I'm Adam Peters. I would trade Terry to one team, and I know Adam is going to do this. One team I would trade Terry to, and we would get, and this would make us better and a dynasty if we were to make this trade. We get back B.A. and J.J. from San Francisco, Brandon Ayuk and Jahan Jennings. Now, here's the deal about both of them. Brandon is 27, and he won't be 30 for another 3 years.
Mark, we got to get to some other calls, and there's just no chance they would give up Ayuk and Jahan Jennings for Terry McLaurin. I just don't see that happening. And in reality, how much does Brandon Ayuk help this team? What's missing and what's going to hurt Washington the most in terms of if they have to go a long time without McLaurin, it's the ability to stretch the field vertically. That's not Brandon Ayuk's game. So I don't know if I necessarily agree that trading for Brandon Ayuk is some solution. Yeah, he's BFFs with Jaden Daniels, but I can give a rat's you know what about that. Washington, in the area that they will miss Terry McLaurin the most, they need somebody that's able to stretch the field for them. Because that opens up Deebo Samuel and makes him, you know, as valuable as he could possibly be. He's a guy that does all of his work underneath. Your horizontal passing attack struggles and takes a hit if you do not have a guy that can consistently take the top off of defenses. So to me, that's the most important reason why you need Terry McLaurin back. Can you find a deep threat out there in free agency? I don't know how many free agent wide receivers there are, you know, that would be, you know, able to come in here and help. I just don't. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Allen and Chevy Chase. What's up, Allen?
Yeah, hi, Lionel. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. Love your show.
I appreciate you, call man. Out.
Yeah. I wanted to quickly address my opinion of the Terry McLaurin situation first, and I have 100% confidence that he will stay in Washington. I'm really personally not worried. And I actually see a little bit of a silver lining in him not training right now. He has great chemistry with JD. They had a whole season together. And now I think JD and Deebo are getting more time together to build that chemistry. And I think once Terry is back in the fold, it will all be beautiful. Now, addressing your question about should ownership get involved, I would say absolutely not. Adam Peters has a job for taking care of this team for a lot of years, not just this year. And him being a new general manager, I think he's setting the tone for the future for negotiations. We have a lot of free agents coming up next season, and if the message is going to be pulled out, hauled in, drag it down, you know, and at the end, ownership is just going to come in and override your general manager and give you what you want, it's going to be a nightmare. So I say,
I think it's a valid point. I know I'm probably in the minority with it being okay with ownership getting involved because I just think it's that important that he's back here. Will ownership actually get involved? Who knows? First hour in the books as we take you up to 105, taking you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, more of your calls, plus the one silver lining that I think hasn't been spoken about enough when it comes to Washington's offense and the big difference that we're seeing now compared to what we'll see in the regular season. That is next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.